Simon & Schuster Audio presents In Our Time by Ernest Hemingway. Read by Stacy Keach.
On the Quay at Smyrna. The strange thing was, he said, how they screamed every night at midnight. I do not know why they screamed at that time. We were in the harbor, and they were all on the pier, and at midnight they started screaming. We used to turn the searchlight on them to quiet them. That always did the trick. We'd run the searchlight up and down over them two or three times, and they stopped it. One time I was senior officer on the pier, and a Turkish officer came up to me in a frightful rage because one of our sailors had been most insulting to him. So I told him the fellow would be sent on ship and be most severely punished. I asked him to point him out. So he pointed out a gunner's mate, most inoffensive chap, said he'd been most frightfully and repeatedly insulting, talking to me through an interpreter. I couldn't imagine how the gunner's mate knew enough Turkish to be insulting. I called him over and said, "And just in case you should have spoken to any Turkish officers." "I haven't spoken to any of them, sir."
"I'm quite sure of it," I said, "but you'd best go on board ship and not come ashore again for the rest of the day." Then I told the Turk the man was being sent on board ship and would be most severely dealt with. Oh, most rigorously. He felt topping about it. Great friends we were. The worst, he said, were the women with dead babies. You couldn't get the women to give up their dead babies. They'd have dead babies for 6 days. Wouldn't give them up. Nothing you could do about it. Had to take them away, finally.